This is a Vantha Productions podcast.
The bonus episode.
Welcome to What is Jeopardy? The unofficial podcast for Jeopardy UK with Stephen Fry. And we're your hosts, JP and Van.
Hello, it's Michael.
Hello, Michael Hutchinson.
Hi,
one of our favourite contestants of UK Jeopardy. Thanks for coming on, having a quick word with me. I know you like your maths. Here's a couple of stats and figures. The total prize pot, I don't know if you knew this, was £89,428. That's how much was given away.
That's surprising.
So how much did you win?
Oh, now you're asking it was the first question.
No, you don't worry.
I need to answer in a question.
Yeah. £30,551 you got.
Nice.
Do they tax you on that?
No, you don't get taxed on the game show winnings in the UK. So far, so good.
Well, here's the great stat. 34.16%. That's how much you won.
That's over a third.
Well, yeah, you're on a quarter of the shows, but you won over a third.
Oh, that's good. That's some good comparisons, man. I have to put that to my maths glasses and see why that's decent.
How did you get on the show? How did you apply? Did you apply?
Yeah, big time. Really? Quite lucky because I've got a lovely team. We play the Connections Online Quiz League, which is like the online Only Connect.
Yeah, I've actually seen that before. Yeah,
you're not supposed to say it's Only Connect, cause it's like a
of course
service. Yeah, but there we go. And we were planning on applying for Only Connect. We went through that a bit and didn't get on, so it was just kind of popped up around the same time, and I was like, well, if I can't get on Only Connect, I may as well go try winning some money. Had a good go, thought I'd apply, but really it was I just knew the kind of caliber of places that they were putting the ad on the Facebook page that I saw. I was like, everyone's going to be going for this. It's the first run out. It's an internationally renowned game show. I thought there's no chance, but you got to be in it to win it. So I went for it. That's the thing, I think. I went through the interview process on, I think, Zoom, had a little chat, went through like a rundown of the quiz. And there was a moment, actually, where I was like, oh, I think that went quite well because they did, I don't know how much I'm supposed to say, it doesn't matter because I've been on it, but they do like a little rundown of the quiz.
Okay.
Just to test you out, like a quick back, like to check you've got the general knowledge.
This is over Zoom?
I think this one was over phone, actually. I remember being sat at my desk at work and they asked the question, what US state is known as the Grand Canyon state? The answer, what is Arizona? And they said, no, it's Nevada. And I thought, all right, I'll leave it at that. And at the end, I was like, oh, by the way, I'm really quite sure that that's Arizona, by the way. I'm not sure why it's Nevada. And I think I remember saying Nevada was like the silver state or something. And it's not. Yeah. And she had a quick Google and was like, oh, yeah, it is. Oh, thank you for that. We'll change it for all the ongoing ones. I think where I wasn't annoyed about it, or I was just, and I remember thinking like, oh, that was quite a nice way of handling it. And they seemed quite appreciative of me pointing out without being like, that's not wrong, you know what it is. So, I don't know, you come across amicably and always got half the chance of getting onto these shows, I think. So,
of course, and that definitely came across with you on the show. You were a really likable character. It was really good to watch you.
I think I remember coming back from school late and how early it was on. I didn't watch every show, but I remember the first show I kind of got in and saw the tail end of it, and I think I was more nervous there. And I think you're always at a disadvantage on your first game where you're not really up to tempo. I think the onus is kind of expected for the champion to stay on. So
yeah, sure.
I think that was probably when I was most rigid and probably a little bit less relaxed. But as soon as I got past that first game, I think I felt a bit better and better every time.
Oh, yeah, you were flying. It was great.
Yeah, you grow in confidence, I think, on the show. And then just generally talking to Stephen and stuff, I think you feel a little bit more relaxed, even though the kind of caliber of your conversation topics are going down because you've run out of things interesting about yourself. But
no, you two had really good rapport. It was good fun. You seemed to get on with you the most out of everyone, I'd say.
Yeah, I've probably been the longest friend.
That's true.
Yeah.
We know you'd seen some of the American ones. You said you'd lived in America for a short while. So
did
you know the cash prizes were going to be so much lower? At what point did you find out that it was going to be so much lower?
Late, actually. I actually got sent all the rules and terms and conditions and stuff.
Yeah.
Probably about a week before I actually checked it.
Okay.
And in my head, I was thinking like, oh, this is it. Like,
yeah.
I knew I'd be okay. I knew I'd have a chance of winning.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I actually looked and saw that the lowest amount was £50, there was definitely a sense of like, oh, That must be. I can't remember what the American one is because I only really watched Jeopardy on them, knowing when I was on the show getting on it.
You watched it.
I started watching it, okay. Just to get up to it, but I'd never really seen it before.
Yeah.
So yeah, but you hear of the stories over there with the money.
Oh man, it's amazing! It's amazing.
Yeah. Funny enough, I was telling my father-in-law and wife, we were just having dinner. I said about the fact that it would be good to have that second series, just in the hope that it kind of spurs a little bit more kind of Tournament of Champions style thing.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Maybe gets a little bit bigger. Like it's a good show, and like for the general knowledge you get out there, it is up there with the amount of, for a good amount of questions. As a contestant and as a viewer, there's a lot of general knowledge getting thrown at you in a short amount of time.
And even more so in the UK one, with Stephen giving his extra facts.
Yeah.
What did you think when you started your shows and you saw the pace of it and realizing, did you think maybe they're going to edit this down or is this all going to get left in? Because obviously compared to the American one, it's a lot more facts.
Yeah, I'll be honest, when you're in there, it shoots by because you're just kind of in you're in your zone and you're just smashing through it really. So I don't think it ever felt like it was going on as long as it feels like. A lot of the public have kind of said they felt that the episodes might have dragged a little bit and that maybe they went on a little bit too long.
Yeah.
But again, not sure if those people maybe are used to like a quicker kind of tempo, maybe with the chase.
Maybe a bit easier because Jeopardy is pretty tough.
Yeah, it does feel. Obviously, until you get to the end, there's no real change in the format. It's just here's your first, here's your second, and then we're going to double the money, as opposed to kind of the chase that you've got your minute and then you've got your fighting each other and then got your final at the end. It's just a little bit more kind of spread out and stuff, whereas I feel like it could feel a bit, for me personally, I love the question, so I'll just be like, I'm happy to watch it.
That's it. It's just a quiz at the end of the day, and quizzes are great. Like we love American Jeopardy, but we love this one as well. And Stephen Fry is amazing. I reckon I might know the answer to this. Did you recognise Emma Lazlett when she came on to play you? Because obviously if you're in all these other tournaments and stuff, groups.
Yeah, big time. I've known Emma for a while before. That Connections Quiz League that I'm telling you about, she's on a team called Decapods. They won it a couple of times.
Well, we saw her on the actual Only Connect.
Yeah, so that was definitely cross paths there. And then in real life, I think we've been at a tournament before as well. So yeah, definitely knew of her caliber, and I knew it was going to be a real tough game. It was getting pretty stacked towards the end, but that's just what happens. I know I've done other shows and stuff and talked to producers enough to know that they don't really want one person to be on it for that long.
Yeah, obviously.
People get a little bit kind of calling for blood when they're watching, but to be honest, it weren't that bad. And I think that on Twitter, obviously people were moaning anyway, but overwhelmingly it was quite positive. And I think the more you're on, if you come across as likeable for whatever reason, maybe some people aren't seen as likeable. I don't know why, but if you are, I think it can go to your benefit. And I think that's what you see in America, isn't it?
Oh man, with Ken Jennings with his mad run, it's crazy.
Ken Jennings, James Howser, Amy. There's been loads where people have got quite attached to them, and they've been on for a lot longer with less kind of aggro being thrown at them.
That's it.
So it's not all bad, and that's the thing with Jeopardy. Jeopardy may be the show that switches that dynamic, because there's not many shows where you can have that champion
like the runs,
on time.
Yeah, winner stays on.
Yeah.
We know in the American Jeopardy, they don't really get to chat to the host too much because of, you know, giving away questions and answers and stuff. But how much did you get to chat to Stephen?
Not that much, really. It was before the show, he'd come across and like chat to all the other contestants. But again, by the latter shows, he would obviously go and talk to them more just to make sure they were kind of experiencing it the way that he wanted. Like he definitely made a really big effort to make sure everyone on the show had their kind of moment to shine and their moment with him, which then meant kind of after the show, everyone went and got individual photos and a couple of people brought in books for him to sign and stuff, and he was more than happy to do all that.
That's
so
nice. That's
I would
good.
Say I would say he had a lot of time for everyone. In conversation, there were conversations to be had. It's just one of those. And then there's the other side of it where I didn't want to kind of chat to him too much to make it seem too chummy because it would be off-putting for the other new contestants. I thought that might be a bit unfair. And obviously, everyone's going through their own trials and tribulations. Some of them have done TV before. Some of them haven't. And so it can be pretty broad inside. But I think Stephen did his utmost to make sure that everyone felt comfortable and happy, as does the production team there. They worked really hard, and it was a nice set to be on. Like, it was nice feeling. They gave you a little Jeopardy bottle. It felt like a big event, and they made you feel quite special.
That's great.
I think, for those
how many people were in the audience?
Nobody. There was no
audience. There was no audience.
There was no audience.
Yeah,
there were production staff and things, so, but maybe like 15 people on the production, and there'd be more upstairs doing all the business. You should see them. But yeah, actually, there were not so many. And then in the green room, depending on what time of day it was, there were a bunch of people.
The contestants.
So the people waiting would be watching the shows going on. So you do kind of, you're able to kind of watch the show dynamic and stuff before you get on.
Was it three a day records?
No, I think it was four or five.
All right.
My thumb was hanging on for dear life.
Oh, God, pressing that buzzer, I bet.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, where I was on Uni Challenge back in the day, and
we saw.
Where you're buzzing in every, I don't know, at least like every few minutes or so on. So you're kind of at least not completely pounding it. And it's very much something that your whole hand's pushing down on. So buzzes per episode, you might be in that 20 tops. with Jeopardy, man, you're going, yeah.
So we figured something out. Every episode you won, you're in a funky shirt. And then the final episode you're in, you're wearing some grey thing. Where's your funky shirt? You lost.
My Origin Yellow Hawaiian shirt got vetoed that very episode. I don't know.
Really?
Had I worn it, I'd have ran out of tops eventually, so it'd only been the next one. I said it was like Samson's hair, but with bad shirts.
We knew it.
Unfortunate, isn't it, really? But there we go.
We saw you wearing shorts. We've never seen legs on Jeopardy before. All the episodes we've ever watched.
I can't believe they let me on doing that. I wore shorts the whole time I was on University Challenge. I started wearing it, and then it was just a matter of, well, they're on now. And funnily enough, I think one of my biggest regrets in life is losing that final, fair enough. You can regret that. But the biggest regret is that I was wearing yellow tie-dyed shorts, and I'd have had to, had we won, get up and shake hands with a Nobel Prize winner and collect the trophy in yellow tie-dye shorts. And I think that would have just been, it probably would have broken the BBC. I'm quite kind of glad, but at the same time, that could have been the pinnacle. So I thought, this time I will push the boat out and try to wear shorts while quizzing, and they bloody let me on. I couldn't believe it. But yeah, the next episode, they were like, get them off. Genuinely, they were like, you've got to put other tracks. I found that really funny. So yeah, I look forward to that.
All right, let's see if you can do this. Sum up your Jeopardy experience in three words.
Lucrative, funny, and worthwhile. Worthwhile.
Okay.
Yeah, they're my three. Lucrative, funny, and worthwhile. I had a great time.
Good.
It was very much worthwhile. It was good. It was a good way of putting myself out there again on the quiz thing. I've made some good contacts, like, I think for a University Challenge more than anything, but it kind of cemented it. Yeah, it was a great experience, and hopefully it can go onto other things.
Well, yeah, we can't wait to see what you're on next. We'll be looking out for you.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Looking forward to it. Love the quiz community. You know, the quiz community as a whole is a wonderfully kind of growing and inclusive place. And
I think we'll have to look into it.
It's nice to be part of.
Awesome.
Nice one.
Thanks very much, Michael. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you, JP and Ben. Lovely to speak to you all.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity to make a very ordinary man feel special and worthwhile.
No, we loved you. We were rooting for you the whole time.
Yeah, thank you. That's really right. Nice.
Thanks very much.
Take care of yourselves.
Thank you.
See you later.